Sometimes when you're in an emergency situation, you just can't make a phone call to the police. And that's why Snohomish County adopted text to 911. Kim Malcolm asked Laura Castor about it. Castor manages the new program. She says once she saw how it worked in other places, she was sold.
We saw what was happening across the nation and how successful 911 centers were in implementing it, how they were not being overwhelmed by the number of texts, and how they were able to offer it to the deaf and hearing impaired to give them direct access to 911, which they did not have previously. Or the first 911 call I ever heard in a 911 center when a young woman was hiding in an upstairs closet. Her house was being broken into, and she was very quietly calling 911. That could have been a situation where she might have been less at risk by texting.
So in what kinds of situations do you want people to use text to 911?
If they can't safely call 911, for example, in domestic violence situations, possibly in active shooter situations. We're also seeing text to 911 and should see it from deaf texters, people who are hard of hearing as well, or people who have an inability to speak either due to a condition or due to an injury.
When don't you want people to use it?
If you can safely make a call to 911, we don't want you to use text. Please don't text 911 to see if it works. If you have a question about whether or not your carrier provides text service, call your carrier. Don't text 911.
We've had the ability to text for years, so why isn't text 911 everywhere?
Part of that is due to the fact that the text that you and I are familiar with is not the normal public safety grade. For example, a text that I send you or a friend or my husband might be delivered. It might not be delivered. It certainly won't be prioritized like a 911 call is prioritized. The location information that's available with a text to 911 is much more limited than what we see with a call to 911. And if I have language needs, for example, I speak a language other than English, the translation services are not readily available today with text.
Given those limitations that you've listed for us, how is this worth it to Snohomish to have this service?
Well, we've already had four situations in which people in our county were able to use it and might have been more at risk without it.
So then, I guess then your approach to this is if we receive even just one text, then that's worth it.
Given the costs that are associated with the type of solution we employed, definitely.
Laura Castor is the emergency 911 manager for Snohomish County. By the way, Castor says, save those smiley faces for your friends. 911 texts cannot read emoticons. King County doesn't have text to 911 yet, but county officials are working on it.